I'm joined on the line by David Moore, the editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine. David, thank you for coming on the show as usual. And I understand you had a very late night, or should I say early morning, looking at comets and stars. So we appreciate you dragging yourself out of bed for this afternoon.
Well, I might have been up for a few hours already. But when we get a clear sky in Ireland, it's so rare, you have to make the best of it.
And you did.
Absolutely, yeah. Comets galore, Venus visible, and we alerted people last week to Spica being near the moon, an incredible sight with the naked eye, and absolutely glorious in binoculars.
Now, David, you were up, as you say, all night. For those of us who just crawl into bed at whatever, 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, what makes staying up through the cold, dark night so worthwhile for an astronomer?
Well, I'm particularly interested in comets. And, of course, we've just had our absolute fill of comets, with Comet Lemon being visible to the naked eye. It's now gone. It's too far south to be seen from Ireland. They'll see it in equatorial regions as it moves away from the sun and the Earth this month. It fades off into oblivion, not to return for 1,000 years. But there's a new comet that's actually going to be visible all night long. You'll need a telescope to see it, is the only problem. His name is Atlas.
Okay.
There are a lot of comets found by the Atlas telescope system. So this one's called 2025K1 Atlas.
2025K1.
But when it went closest to the sun a few weeks ago, it got almost vaporized and it started to split up. It's now three fragments. I've seen the pictures online, but I could see them in my own photographs last night as well. So this is making that particular comet a bit more active than it should be. So if you have a telescope and you know all about comets, have a look. If you don't, follow it through the pages of Astronomy Ireland magazine. We'll report on what happens. Usually when this happens, comets disintegrate and end up becoming nothing. But sometimes they just drop a fragment off and survive. There's actually a second comet called NEAT, an acronym, near NEAT, Near Earth Asteroid Telescope, I think it stands for. And that fragment fell off it a while ago. You can see that. Very, very faint, though, compared to this new comet. But look, comets galore. You don't get fragmenting comets very often. To get two in the one night is unheard of, so you just have to stay up till dawn if comets are your fascination.
Wow. And did you manage to get some good pictures last night, David?
I did. I'd like to think they're as good as any I've seen internationally. The only people who beat them are space telescope people. And some of the professional telescopes worth millions. Well, for a few hundred quid worth of cameras and telescopes, I think I did quite well. And we'll put those into the pages of Astronomy Ireland magazine. Won't be the December issue. That's going to the printers this week. It'll be the January issue, which will be out before Christmas.
Can't wait to see that. I can assure you that. Now, let's talk about something that everyone can see without a telescope, and it's the International Space Station. I know we covered this again last week. It's going to be very visible this week. What's the best way for people to know exactly where? We know it's the brightest thing in the sky, isn't that right?
Yeah, I saw it myself last night at 6:02, we predicted, and we give the exact time to watch on our social media. So go to astronomy.ie, our website. Down the bottom you'll see Facebook, X, Instagram, and around sunset we post the exact time to watch ISS, and if anything interesting is going to happen, like are they releasing a craft that's going to go back into the Earth's atmosphere or bring a crew home, or they're sending a new crew up. And in fact, there will be a space chase, as we call it, next week, and there could be more. So there are apps to get the exact time, but make sure you check our social media as well, because we give a lot more than just that, and these space chases are very rare. And it's quite spectacular watching this thing blaze across the sky, 100 times brighter than the brightest stars in the sky. A little satellite chasing behind it or in front of it in a space chase. And of course, there are 7 astronauts on board the space station. So it's the only manned satellite you'll see up there. Lots of other satellites, but it's the only manned one and by far the brightest. So give them a wave as they fly over and then email Astronomy on to tell us where you were and what you saw, and we'll put it in the magazine.
And just starting from this evening, what's the time this evening first, so that people can...
Right. Well, if you go to our social media now, in the last hour, we've updated it saying the time to watch is 6:49 p.m.
6:49.
Just put some more detail on that. If you stand facing south, you'll see it coming from the right to the left. But just as it gets to its highest point, it'll start to fade and vanish because it'll be entering the Earth's shadow. We only see it because it's lit up by the sun 400 kilometers above the ground. It's not because they have floodlights or headlights or anything like that. So when it goes into the Earth's shadow, we lose it. So yeah, we only get to see it for about 2 weeks every 2 months. And we've got every night this week, every night next week, until December 3rd. So hopefully people get a clear sky during those 2 weeks, at least once.
Now, we're also, David, in the middle of the Leonid meteor shower. What can people expect to see this year, and what's your top tip for getting the best view of this shower?
Yeah, every 33 years or so, the Leonids produce a storm of meteors. A storm is class over 1,000 per hour. Now remember, you typically get a half a dozen an hour on a normal night. That really is a storm. They're very rare, and we're not expecting one this year. But it makes the Leonids famous. There are much better showers every year, like the Geminids coming up in December and the Perseids in August. So details those are in the magazine. But the problem with the Leonids is that Leonid means from Leo, and Leo doesn't rise till about 11 o'clock in Ireland. So you won't see any Leonids until after 11 o'clock. So it's really best seen from 11 in the evening until dawn. So another one for people who stay up late. Or if you're one of those people that gets up early for work or school, maybe get up an hour early and watch the skies, especially if the weather forecast for your area is good. You'll see 2 to 3 times more meteors than on a normal night. Hopefully your time won't be wasted.
Right. Now, also something is very rare is happening with Saturn. And for those with a telescope, you've mentioned something truly special is happening with Saturn. Tell us a little bit more there, David.
Yeah, so the first thing is you can see Saturn with the naked eye easily. It's as bright as the brightest stars in the sky. There's a map in the center pages of Astronomy On magazine every month showing you where Saturn is relative to the naked eye stars. Once you've located it, then if you've got a telescope, you can have a close-up look and you'll see it's not just a dot, what you see with your eyes, or even a pair of binoculars, to be fair. You'll actually see a little globe and, of course, the rings. And in classic pictures on the internet or magazines or books, of course, the rings are tipped towards us and they look glorious. But every 15 years, they go edge-on. And November is the month when they're going to be closest to edge-on for the last 15 years. And we won't get another chance. Actually, 2039, it happens next.
Wow.
So this 24th of November is the exact time. But to be honest, any time from now till the end of November is worth looking at it if you have a telescope, because you're going to get a new, unique view that you may never see again. So every clear night, get the telescope out, have a look at Saturn. And if you haven't got a big telescope, we are running a Saturn watch again. We ran one already. And now for the closest point being edge on, we're doing one on Saturday, 29th of November. I think that's Saturday week, isn't it?
So, work the next day.
So book your tickets on astronomy.ie. It's a fundraiser for Astronomy Ireland. We use these funds to subsidise all members' magazines around the country, even though the watches are only held in the Leinster area. So if you can get along, do. I know some people are coming up from Cork for it already.
Yeah. And do you know what we might do? Just, you know, when it's coming up to Christmas and Santi might be coming to a lot of young people who may look for a telescope, want a telescope for Christmas. And what we might do, David, is we might, closer to the time, what we might look at some events that might be coming up in December after Santa has been. See, is there anything that is worth those young people looking into the sky with their new telescope as well? We might look at that. What do you think of that?
Absolutely. And we get lots of questions every year. And in fact, if you go to astronomy.ie now, look at the menu at the top, you'll see telescopes. There is actually advice there already. And if you need any more, we can even have one of our longer standing members ring you up and give you one-on-one advice, if that's where it takes. And we affiliate with a big European shop where you'll get telescopes. They're very good at their customer care. We've vetted them and we recommend them. And you'll see all that on astronomy.ie if you're determined to buy one in the next week and you can't wait till closer to Christmas.
And just tell us, just remind our listeners about the fundraiser again for Astronomy Ireland. Just tell us a little bit again, just give that out again to us.
Yeah, it's November 29th, Saturday. It's the Sea Saturn. And by the way, there'll be lots of telescopes there. So if you're thinking of getting one, come along and look at the ones we have. We'll have some smaller ones that are more affordable. We're just using the biggest telescopes in Ireland to get the best view of Saturn at the event. But you can get Christmas telescope advice as well. And you'll get it from other members of Astronomy Ireland, you know, who were kids once who bought their first telescope. So they know what to look out for, what the pitfalls are. And the other thing we say to people is don't buy anybody a telescope unless you get them a subscription to Astronomy Ireland magazine, because they won't know what's coming up in Irish skies. They'll miss more than half of everything that goes on, and the telescopes end up getting put in the attic, even though there's loads of things to see, and that's a crime against nature as far as we're concerned. So subscription to Astronomy Ireland magazine first, binoculars or a telescope second.
And of course, the Astronomy Ireland is done in layman's language. It's easily understandable by so many across the spectrum of young to not so young. Isn't that right?
It's an amateur group, and it's aimed at kids and families primarily, especially beginners. We've even got evening classes running at the moment. They'll be running again at the end of January. Give those as a gift to people if you like. They're done online, so you can do it from anywhere in the country. And again, it's been designed by Astronomy Ireland. It's the world's most popular astronomy society, but we must be doing something right.
Now, back to the planets. Jupiter is blazing in the sky. It's a fantastic sight. But you've also mentioned that your Christmas lecture this year is about using a smartphone to photograph the night sky. Is it really possible for amateurs to get good pictures of planets with just their phone? And tell us a little bit about that lecture.
Oh, yeah, we had huge media interest in the aurora last week over two nights, one of which was clear from Ireland. And what I was trying to tell the journalists, they're asking, why are there so many pictures and reports recently? Well, one reason is that the sun goes through an 11-year cycle and we're at the peak at the moment. But the other reason is everybody in Ireland is carrying around a powerful astronomical camera and they don't even realize it. A friend of mine bought the cheapest camera they could to replace one that broke. And we simply put it into pro mode in the camera app, stuck it on the roof of the car, set a timer, it counted down for 10 seconds, and then took a 10-second shot with a tiny lens on the smartphone of the sky overhead. We could see the Milky Way and stars much fainter than you could see with your eyes. A smartphone is probably about as good as a good pair of binoculars. And we're all carrying them around. If everybody was photographing the aurora, the moon near Saturn and Jupiter and Venus and all this kind of thing, we wouldn't have enough pages in Astronomy Ireland magazine to publish all the pictures. So we've actually found a speaker who's going to give a talk about smartphone photography for beginners at our Christmas lecture in December. They're always the second Monday of December. So in this case, it'll be the 8th of December.
Now,
and details on astronomy.ie, the website, of course.
Of course. Now, David, on the topic of rare events, your notes mentioned not one, but two comets that have recently fragmented. Now, you managed to photograph one that split into three pieces. First of all, how unusual is that? And what does it tell us about these icy visitors from the outer solar system?
Yeah, well, it's not actually that rare. It probably happens once a year or so. Usually, though, it's a very faint comet. You need giant, powerful, professional telescopes to see it, or space telescopes. But occasionally, you can see it with amateur fast telescopes, like the one I described earlier, Comet Atlas K1, and Comet Neach, which needs a really good amateur telescope, to be honest. And it's not unusual because comets are giant, dirty snowballs. They tend to fall in from the outer solar system because they're bits left over from when the planets were made billions of years ago. And they're frozen gases, frozen water as well. But when they get close to the sun heats them up and boils them off. And if a comet goes too close to the sun, it will rip the comet apart with all this outgassing, this fizzing that's going on. And bits will fly off it. They'll be heated as well. They'll give off more steam and gas. The whole thing becomes a merciful mess with a lovely tail blowing away from it as all this steam is blown downwind by the radiation of the sun, making fantastic photographs. It's happening in this case 40 million miles away from us, so no danger. We can sit back and watch the fireworks safely from the Earth.
Right, okay. And of course, absolutely, that's very important that we can watch it safely from Earth, because it sounds like something that, as you say, is very, very dangerous if you were, if you could be anywhere near it.
Wouldn't want to be too close to it. Oh, and one thing I forgot to mention, I didn't answer your question about Jupiter. Jupiter rises at 9 o'clock tonight over in the east, 10 times brighter than the brightest star in the sky, much brighter than Saturn. Once Jupiter's up, Saturn goes out the window, Jupiter becomes the most prominent thing to see. And even with a telescope, a tiny telescope, you can see its four moons easily. Bigger telescopes show activity this morning. I could see the great red spot crossing the planet. And if anyone's got a big telescope, there's always loads to see on Jupiter. Well, not just admire it with your eyes.
And so that's Jupiter in the east at 9 o'clock tonight. Is that right?
From 9 o'clock on until dawn. I was watching it, I think, at 7 a.m.
And listen, finally, David, for anyone whose interest is now piqued by all of what we've talked about, what's the best way for people in Ireland to stay in the loop with what's happening in our skies and learn more through your magazine?
Yeah, well, for absolute free, go to astronomy.ie, the website, and follow the social media. You have to do that. If you can afford a euro a week, join Astronomy Ireland. You'll get the magazine, 48 pages of full colour, posted to you every month, written mostly by volunteers. Unfortunately, printed by professional companies and delivered by on post, who both seem to want to get paid, so we do have to charge a little bit for it. But it's half the price of international magazines, and of course, it's dedicated to our, what's in Irish skies. So who can't afford a euro a week? Even during this austerity times and difficult times, your hobbies are the best thing for your mental health.
Okay,
so it's almost a cure for any doldrums you might be in.
Yeah.
And we aim to fascinate you every month. So astronomy.ie, sign up there like thousands of other people do.
Okay.
And enjoy looking through the magazine, all the pretty pictures, and reading the odd bit of text.
David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine, thank you so much for sharing all that incredible information. It's a busy and exciting time in our skies. To our listeners, you can find all the details that David mentioned, including the exact times to see the space station and tickets for the Saturn viewing event on their website, astronomy.ie. Now go out and look up.